If you say I heard that, no, you haven't. You're not doing it. You hadn't heard it. He said, husband, love your wife. I heard that. If you ain't loving your wife, you hadn't heard it. It's just that simple. You need to keep hearing it. You need to keep hearing it until you know how to do it. That's why he said, tend to it. He said, be you doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. Deceiving your own selves. Deceiving yourself. See, a self-deceived person don't know he's deceived. He thinks he's right. Until he gets some light. That's why people act like they do. That's why if you keep looking at the word going to shine the light and you're going to see, oh. But if you're not looking, you're not doing, and you're not tending to the word, you're not keeping the word before your eyes, it can't show you what you need to see and know. Is that right? Hallelujah. He said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Just like you walk up to a mirror and you look in the glass, you see yourself. Then you get outside the door, walking outside. What did I look like? You already forgot, so I don't even know what it looked like. And you just got through looking at yourself. See, you wasn't a doer. You didn't examine yourself good enough, well enough to remember and take it into your memories to know if your nose 4 inches wide or half. Well, your eyelashes, eyebrow was up, slant. You didn't examine yourself. If somebody said, what's your eyebrow look like? I don't know. Why don't you know? I didn't examine it. What he's saying, that's the way it is when you just glance at the word. You didn't get it. But if you are a doer of it, you got it because you walk away from that mirror of that word doing it. But if you didn't get it, you walk away and you forget and you start doing something else. Hello? And when you start doing something else, you can't get the results that the word said because the word had promised you life. To the full life, I'll never leave you. Life to enjoy. Life when trouble is on, you still can enjoy life. Amen. Sometimes we have needs and you learn to, and you see, you don't have to live there. You have needs. I go back to my wife and I learned these things many years ago. And it's a great thing to learn them and put them into practice because they'll work for you throughout your life. It was God's goodness. And we didn't really know what we was into, but we trusted God. We had 5 children. And while we were there, another one got on. He didn't, I don't know how it happened, but anyway. Somehow she said, I'm pregnant. I wanted to ask her who did it, but I didn't. Now let's get away from that. Let's get on with it. Anyway, we learned these things. We didn't fully understand, but we were starting in these things. And we had some what you call tight days, real tough testing time. But we learned to provide, learned to survive, or learn to live is a better word, on what we had in hand. We didn't complain. We had 5 children and had some others there. But we learned these things, and when you live every day, those times that it's your last meal, or you figuring hard how you gonna get the next one, but God always will come through. I mean, not sometimes, always. And we learned to trust that, even though we didn't have excess or surplus, just enough, and sometimes not enough. And we learned to trust that with the children, with our obligation, and I continue to attend the Bible school, Rhema. I continue to do that. And here's where I'm going with this. And I look back now, I thank God that I learned to trust Him. We thank God that we learned to trust Him then. And it helps us now today, because we learned that it's a flow. You hear what I'm saying? It's a flow. Because we have learned how to walk in certain things. Have we arrived? No. But it's a flow. And this is what God wants every one of His children to get to a place where you learn how to be a doer of the word, because the word always produces. Always. 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 The word goes before you, the word comes behind you, the word walks beside you. Always providing, always protecting, always leading, always guiding, always showing, always making known, always the word. That's why you want to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, because the word never comes to a place where it says, I can't help you. I don't know what to do. Never. If you'll be a doer of the word, when you come to that day, whatever you need to do, the word has already provided, because you obeyed. You walked in the light of it. You did what it says. You did what God said. In spite of, now listen to what I'm about to say, in spite of all your mistakes, in spite of all your failure, in spite of all that you didn't do, you should have done. If you'll do the word, when that day comes, every day you'll have a day of victory. And you'll learn, say, I won't do that no more. I won't do that no more. I won't do that. Hallelujah. So He said, be you doers of the word and not what? Hearers only. Now, let me read a little more, because I got something else I need to do.